Hello and welcome to the Proximo Daily. This is your host, Maura Murphy, reporting to you from New York. Today's Wednesday, January 22nd. First up for today signals the birth of a new DFI. JP Morgan has announced the creation of the JP Morgan Development Finance Institution, a DFI designed to expand the bank's development-oriented funding activities in emerging markets. It will be led by Faheen Alaboy, who will be based in New York. Alaboy has an 18-year career at the IFC, most recently as country manager responsible for operations and client relationships in West Africa. Daniel Zelikow, global head of JP Morgan's public sector group and co-head of the infrastructure finance and advisory practice, will chair the DFI's governing board. JP Morgan, in consultation with development institutions, has created rules-based criteria to help identify business activities and opportunities that generate both financial and developmental returns. Moving from DFIs into power projects, the California Independent System Operator has selected LS Power Grid California as the approved project sponsor to finance, construct, own, operate, and maintain the Gates 500 kilovolts Dynamic Reactive Power Support Project. LS Power's proposal was chosen from 10 qualified proposals for the Critical Reliability Project to mitigate high transmission grid voltage upon the shutdown of the Diablo Canyon Power Plant in 2025. Moving from California and into Arizona, energy storage developer Daybreak Power Incorporated has been granted preliminary permit by FERC for its proposed 2.2 gigawatt Navajo Energy Storage Station near Page, Arizona. The $3.6 billion pumped hydro project would transfer water from Lake Powell to a new reservoir on the plateau above using renewable energy. The existing transmission infrastructure at the retired Navajo Generating Station coal plant would be used to send power to cities in California, Arizona, and Nevada. Now moving halfway across the world to Romania. Romania's prime minister has announced that the government will exit a deal with China General Nuclear Power Corporation for the construction of reactors 3 and 4 at the Cernavoda nuclear power plant. He cited the European Union's Green Deal rather than security issues or cost as the reason behind the decision. The European Green Deal aims to reduce CO2 emissions from the EU, but does not include nuclear in its just transition mechanism. The PM stated that all new projects in Romania's energy sector will be developed under the European Green Deal initiative. And lastly for today is in Myanmar. Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Myanmar has resulted in the signing of 33 infrastructure, power, and trade agreements. The two countries signed a concession agreement and shareholders agreement for the deep sea port in Chaukpyu Special Economic Zone, and development of the port in Rakhine State will allow oil imports from Persian Gulf to bypass the Strait of Malacca. Negotiations will be accelerated for the framework for the China-Myanmar Ruili Muz Cross-Border Economic Cooperation Zone, and a PPA will also be signed within the next 3 months for the 2.6 billion, 1,390 megawatt integrated LNG power project in Miluang Giang. And that's all for today. If you'd like to hear more about our stories, then please do visit us at proximointro.com. Until tomorrow.